Right, and he's like, you walk into a bar, any bar in Knoxville.
Playing. It's playing.
You walk in, boom, Mo Bamba. You go up to the bar, you get a beer. 5 minutes later, you drink like half of that beer. Boom, Mo Bamba. You finish that beer, you go to the bathroom, you go back to the bar to get another beer. Boom, Mo Bamba. It's Mo Bamba, Mo Bamba, and Mo Bamba.
What's that song called again?
Mo Bamba.
Hour number two of overtime, basically hour two of this Twitter lockdown.
Yeah.
The blue check marks can still not send out their tweets. Oh, what a terrible time it is.
It's like
them.
Kids swim at the public pool. It's sick.
Oh, that's what it is. Oh, man. I'm having so much fun on these wild, wild west internet streets.
The anarchy is real.
I love it. I thrive in it.
I don't know what to do. I don't know who to believe because there's no blue checks next to the names. Like, I don't know who to take seriously and who not to.
You know what? While I'm thinking about it, isn't it weird we still refer to them as blue checks even though most people are on night mode now and dark mode on
Twitter?
It's
technically a white check.
Yeah, they have a white check. But I don't know. It's just the blue check marks, like, it's easier to put them in a group of, like, the snobby people than saying, oh, like, white check marks.
Well, it's also blue on Instagram.
That is
so
also
true. I think it's just kind of like just common. I don't know. I don't know. There's no comparison, really, because Twitter and blue checks are their own thing. I'm just having fun watching the real takes get shot off instead of the same things that shove down our throats all the time.
Hey, listen, man. Papa John warned us about this.
He
warned us months ago that the day of reckoning will come.
Is this the day of reckoning?
He said, stay tuned. This is Papa John's work. He saw Shaq, you know, being the face of Papa John's. Now Shaq's on the board at Papa John's. He's got his own pizza with like 150 pieces of pepperoni on it, the Shaqaroni. He's saying, no, it's my time. It's my time for the hostile takeover. The company still has my name. This is the day of reckoning. He's been eating 40 pizzas every month.
I've had 40 pizzas in the last 30 days.
Did we ever confirm that?
So, I think he tried to walk it back a little bit. He said that as in he wasn't eating literally 40 whole pizzas in 30 days. He was just having like 40 slices in 30 days, which that's a little better. It's still kind of unhealthy.
I could do that. That's not that impressive. 40 pizzas is insane. 40 slices is average.
If I'm him, and you know what? This is a big hypothetical because I'm not a scumbag like he is. Like, you just know Papa's been a scumbag for decades.
Oh, he's an insane scumbag.
Just big time. He's lost his grip on reality. Even if that's the case, and I get outed of my company for being exposed as a racist, they gave him a nice payday to go away. He and his grandkids are going to be fine.
Oh, for sure.
Off of all that money.
Why shouldn't he be.
Why is he so hell-bent on trying to expose what's happened to Papa John's quality after he went away? Why is he so obsessed with it? I don't understand. I would just go away. And he mostly has until he sat down. He started sweating profusely, talking about the day of reckoning. You know, you would only see him in public as a Kentucky fan now, switching from Louisville to Kentucky because Louisville took his name off the football stadium.
Yeah, I mean, he just reminds me of if, like, Coach Cal, Rick Pitino, all, like, the Italian-American, greasy-haired men who coach college basketball kind of dirtily.
And you're not saying anything wrong about Italians.
No, it's them in general. Not them in general as Italians. Them in general as those basketball coaches I had named. He reminds me of if they had hit rock bottom. Like, just the sporadicness of his thought process. Do people sweat more when they retire? I feel like that happens.
Maybe.
I feel like every time you watch someone who's retired's interview, they are always drenched in sweat.
Probably a good correlation with like being retired and just letting your body go.
That's
fair.
You
get older, so.
I mean, those 40 slices also.
I mean, if Papa's eating all that pizza in the last 30 days, he's going to be having just profusely having the meat sweats.
He's got that drip.
Good God. Literally. Literally, he's got that drip. So maybe Papa ended Twitter. Maybe it was Woj. I don't know who pulled the plug on Twitter's verified accounts, but you know what? I'm not complaining.
No, I'm not mad.
I'm only going to be mad when I try to tweet our podcast after 8 o'clock and verified accounts still can't tweet.
Yeah.
That's going to suck. I might have to tweet from my personal account.
You're close. Same amount of followers.
No, I'm not.
Just go with it.
Thank you.
Well, no one's going to fat check me.
I'm glad I have over 1,000.
So you have over 1,000?
I have over 1,000.
I'm just now getting into the 600s.
I have a little bit over 1,000, but our station count is 31. So.
Ooh, okay.
As in 31,000, not 31 followers.
But we still only have 37 listeners.
Only 37 listeners, though. That is true.
They just must love our Twitter feed.
And my God, we love all 37 of you here. Getting back to the actual sports talk here. What an ironic person to just hop on here. In the NBA, I never want to hear from this dude again, but yet, here's a headline with his name in it. Rudy Gobert, the person who ended sports.
Screw Rudy Gobert. All of my homies hate Rudy Gobert.
I know what you really wanted to say there. I know what you
You know the meme format.
I know the meme. I know the meme. Rudy Gobert, he has stated that he will not be relying on the league's snitch line, a.k.a. the anonymous safety tip line, to hold others accountable within the NBA's Orlando bubble. Rudy Gobert says, I don't know if someone's going to use it, but I think it's sort of petty. At the same time, you want to make sure that people respect the rules.
He's just ready to spread again.
He's just ready to touch those microphones again.
He is discrediting the snitch hotline, so no one uses a snitch hotline on Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
I just think it's ironic how all of these players are going to have to be trying to sneak around, but they're all like 7 foot. Like, I would pay not to see the basketball, but to just see that. Watch 7-footers try to hide from like 5'10 white guys.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Yeah, that's not going to happen. You will actually stick out like a sore thumb. Trying to sneak around Disney World, and it ain't happening.
No, no way.
It's not going to happen.
I mean, I remember I met Peyton Manning, humble flex, one time because we were walking by. I guess it was his gate entrance, but we were walking by and we just saw some bald dude who was standing above the crowd, like 4 inches, 5 inches.
Hey, hang on, say Peyton's not bald. He just has a massive forehead. Get it right.
Same thing. I have a massive forehead. I can say that.
I'm not bald.
Neither am I. But look at that.
Yeah, but Peyton has hair. Okay, Peyton's not. He's not let himself go that bad.
No.
After
okay.
He retired. Respect him a little bit, but continue with your story.
But he was just standing so far above everyone else in the crowd. I can only imagine an actual basketball player and how much they stand out.
I mean, because Peyton's a big dude. He's, what, 6'5 and a half, 6'6?
Somewhere wrong in there.
Something like that. So, yeah, he's going to be much taller than the average person. Then you have NBA players who their average height's like over 6'6, 6'7.
Yeah, like NBA players make me look like a baby, and I'm 6'2-ish.
I can't imagine how they make me look. They make you look like a baby. What I look like, a single-celled organism?
Yeah, no, you would be
awesome.
An amoeba.
Oh my God, it's terrible.
Is that a thing?
I think so.
I just thought of a scientific
word.
Sounds
like a bad thing to compare myself to, but I'll roll with it, I guess. But yeah, they can't be sneaking around. But my gosh, Rudy Gobert saying he's not going to use the snitch line, trying to discredit it. If only someone was snitched on him before
who's
he
fooling?
Ended sports.
Who's he fooling? Trying to play all, like, nice guy now? Like, is he trying to make us forget? We're not going to forget.
No, we never will. You didn't just put the NBA on hold. You put the rest of sports on hold in March.
He got my senior year canceled. I went 13 years for the non-fun stuff. Then the fun stuff happens, and we're told we can't show up.
Well, I think your senior year would have been canceled anyway. I think Rudy just made it happen sooner.
Yeah, I'm not mad. I was kind of being facetious. Thank you, Rudy, for getting my. Like, we pulled the greatest senior year prank ever.
Could we at least got the conference tournaments in for basketball? Could we at least have seen if John Fulkerson was going to lead the Vols on a miracle run to that Sunday in that championship game? I wanted to at least see it, but we didn't even get to play Alabama that Thursday.
No.
Because of Rudy. I mean, I still remember it like it was yesterday. I watched the last live team sporting event before COVID shut everything down. Now we got team sports again, but I definitely watched the last college basketball game before it shut down. It was the first, they only played the first half before they shut it all down. One of your Big East tournament games. It was like St. John's versus Creighton, I think.
That sounds right. I know it was St. John's for a fact because they didn't have any fans in attendance, mm-hmm. and their mascot was the only fan in attendance.
Yeah, but I watched a little bit of that first half because some, you know, you had people tweeting that, hey, watch this if you want to. This is probably going to be the last sporting event we have for a while. And we didn't even get to watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
God, I mean, it was just part of that crazy 24-plus hour period. Like in the middle of the week, you had, because that same night Rudy Gobert tested positive. You also had the Big Ten tournament going on in basketball. Nebraska was playing someone, and you had Fred Hoiberg on the bench just sweating profusely.
Yes, I remember that.
Absolute death, and people were wondering, oh, no, does he have it? Has he already spread this to his team? It turns out he actually just had the flu. It's like, oh, no, you just had the flu, something that kills a lot of people every year anyway. It's not COVID. Oh, he's fine.
It's not the buzzword.
It's not the buzzword. But, yeah, that happened. Yeah, Tom Hanks announced he was positive with Rona that same night.
Did anybody check on Wilson? Test Wilson?
I think Wilson's a goner. Poor Wilson.
R.I.P.
I think he's a goner. I think he was immunocompromised. He was probably a goner. You know, living out on that island for as long as he did.
Mm-hmm.
Taking the, having to take that mental abuse from Tom Hanks.
I never saw Castaway. I just know the references.
Yeah, I've never seen the whole thing either. That probably doesn't paint me in good light. You have an excuse. You're young, but I'm of the age where I could have saw it as a kid.
I like using my youthful ignorance for myself, but I will say I do like Tom Hanks, so I feel a little bit ashamed not seeing that movie.
He's going to be in some new historical movie where he's some other historical figure.
The Odyssey, I believe it is?
No, this is like Greyhound.
Greyhound, that's what it is. That's what it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, he's going to be portraying a real person for maybe the 500th time.
He does a really good job.
He always does a good job, though. That's the reason he keeps getting these roles. But man, I'm just still thinking back to that final day of basketball. You only got to watch the first half of some crappy Big East tournament game before everything shut down. And, you know, verified journalists were crying all day about, oh, why are they even playing this, putting so many people at risk? Man, it wasn't, the situation wasn't nearly as bad with fans in attendance back in March as it would have been now. And people were just like, oh, no, there's like 10 people that have this. It's so dangerous. We shut everything down.
We jumped the gun. We really did.
You could have. Yeah, knowing what we know
we
now.
We could have milked it out a little bit longer.
Well, we could have played an entire NCAA tournament knowing what we know now. But that's the thing, though. We didn't know what we were dealing with.
Hindsight is always 20/20.
You know, it's funny. We've had over 3 million people get this thing in this country, and now it's like we're less afraid of it than we were in March.
Well, but that's the thing. That's so how weird. That's how these types of illnesses, and I'm not a medical professional, so take what I say with, as you said, a huge chunk of salt.
Don't be like A.J. Cook and tell people to drink bleach.
No. No, I mean, if you want to, I don't condone it.
It's your God-given right, I guess.
Yes, we all enjoy different beverages. But I'll say that's, like, the spreading aspect of how you said, like, 3 million people have gotten it. Like, I almost see that, and I know you shouldn't, but as a good thing, because that means it's getting through our population faster. The only way it's going to be eradicated, or not eradicated, but the only way we're going to be able to live with it is if everyone's had it and can find some immunity.
What's one of the numbers, like, some countries, it's like 20% of the population gets it, and then it starts to die out a little bit. It's not really herd immunity, but it's like, it's a number that some countries have reached, and maybe not even countries, maybe just like cities.
Yeah, I mean, it goes back to, it's old people in pre-existing conditions.
Unless you're Elena Deladon, you still have to play basketball. Even though you're taking 64 pills a day.
I mean, she takes those pills on purpose so she can play basketball. I understand withdrawing from the tournament, but I also understand from the WNBA's light, it's like, well, if you're able to play already and you're taking 64 pills, just like add 20 on top of that and come on.
Yeah, what's 84 pills? What's 84
Once
pills?
Once you get past like 60, I think any number is going to be just another pill down the hatchet.
I suppose so.
You got to go through like a whole 2 liter of soda or a giant fat water to get those pills down. I can't take them dry.
No, and I wonder what the regimen is. Like, how many do you take at a time, and how many do you spread out?
64 at once.
You don't know. God, it's awful. It's awful. It took me years growing up to be able to take like one larger pill at one time.
I still hate pudding.
You're sick.
Just because when I was sick, my mom would crush up pills and put it in it, so now every time I have pudding, it tastes like medicine to me.
Pudding's so good, especially banana pudding.
Overrated.
You're
I stand with T-Carp on that
you're
take.
Sick. You and T-Carp are sick. You're not American. You need to be kicked out of this nation. Sick. Hating on banana pudding like that. What's wrong with you?
I like a brownie or a cookie.
Well, there's nothing wrong with those, but you know what? Banana pudding has its place.
Yeah,
Don't say trash.
I knew
you were going to set that up so well. That was like throwing up an alley-oop to the other team. Damn it. Yeah. I knew exactly what you were going to say. Speaking of trash, let's talk about the Memphis Tigers.
Yeah. Garbage. Are you going to talk about what I think you're going to talk about?
They got a good recruit today. Moussa Cisse. I don't know if that's how you pronounce that last name. But he's a five-star. ESPN has him ranked as the number 24 overall prospect in the class. He is committed to play for Memphis. Which, honestly, look at some of these other selections. It might be better he picked Memphis. We would still have to play him once, but he could have went to Kentucky.
Yeah.
He picked Memphis over Kentucky, LSU, Florida State, Georgia, and Georgetown. Well, there's three schools that we would probably had to play multiple times. So.
I would have much rather him gone to Georgetown.
Over does he play over under the amount of games James Wiseman played, which is three? Is he going to get caught for accepting some benefits too?
I mean, there's no way he didn't. When you read those other names off of there, you know they're handing bags out too. It's just who handed the biggest bag, obviously. No, he's definitely hitting the over.
Yeah, I mean, good. Give your Memphis, I guess. But that's okay. We're recruiting really good, too.
I mean, yeah, we got some good news today with Kennedy Chandler
and the
Crystal Balls.
You want to talk more about that? Because I was thinking about that. Looks like Tennessee, according to the experts and the analysts, Tennessee might be the team to beat, which is kind of surprising because you thought it was going to be Duke was the team to beat.
Yeah.
But apparently, no. Rick Barnes has been working that magic. Rick Barnes, Kim English and company, working that recruiting magic.
And what's really good about obviously, Kenny Chandler is just an insane player in general, but I believe his name's Paulo. I don't know his
Paul
last
Lanchero?
Name. Yes.
That
but
dude.
He
yeah.
is – him and Kennedy Chandler kind of want to go to the same place is what I've heard from players. So if
you
Kennedy
know,
Chandler
Paul,
comes
probably
here,
better, honestly.
And Paulo pulls up, then we're good. But, again, take that with a huge hunk of salt.
How do you spell the dude's name?
I know that Paolo is one of my favorite
like
names Paolo. To pronounce. So.
Paolo, P-A-O-L-O, Banchero. Yeah, the thing is, you're gonna have to fight Washington. It might be in Tennessee's favor more because it looks like it's gonna be like a Washington Kentucky battle for him.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as we know about Kenny Chandler, is either Tennessee or Duke for him. I don't think Kenny Chandler is going to want to play basketball for the Washington Huskies.
No. And again, I don't know how much or how bad they want to play with each other. I just know I read or heard somewhere that they are acquaintances.
That'd be really nice. Yeah, Paul Banchero definitely rated higher than Kenny Chandler. Banchero is the fourth overall in the class.
Ooh.
Five-star, number one power forward. Yeah, you'd have to fight Washington tooth and nail because that's the hometown school because he is in Seattle.
Didn't we get, I mean, I know this is football, but didn't we get Crouch from Washington? Was
Barbaris
it Crouch?
Crouch?
Yeah.
No, he's in North Carolina.
Who is?
You might be thinking of Toa Toa,
that's
but,
who
he
it
was,
is.
But he was California.
Well, then I don't know who I'm thinking
of.
He's
in De La Salle. I don't know when the hell the last time we had a player from Washington State in either main sport.
Well, then just forget.
Does that even happen? Like, when do we ever recruit Washington State?
Forget what I said then.
We recruit Washington, D.C. a whole lot more.
Yeah, I think that's a given. I think most people recruit Washington, D.C. and that area more. I mean, it has better football players and basketball players, I feel like.
Either way, hey, that's good. Think about Paulo Banchero. I just want just to hear Bob Kessling try to pronounce his name.
Paulo Banchero.
Money! That's all you'd hear. That's all you'd hear in that broadcast. All right, well, enough of going all around the place here. Before we hit this break, though, hey, got a really exciting announcement right here before we hit this break. Will, someone finally decided to give us a segment sponsor here for the first time in a while in overtime. Someone recognizes we exist.
Really?
You'd like to know who it is?
I would love to know who it
it's
is.
It's actually someone if you're a fan run listener, you are familiar with this person. Actually, I'm talking about Weston Brown, aka the Fish.
The Fish.
The Fish from the Blitz. Yes.
The Fish from the Blitz.
Yes. The Fish, you know, had a great run on the Blitz. Of course, he's not on Fan Run Radio anymore, but he's coming back in a way because he's going to be advertising with us.
Oh, really?
He's going to be part of our family of sponsors. He is going to be a segment sponsor for this show and the Blitz.
Nice.
Making his presence felt, the Fish is, because Weston the Fish Brown, the former member of the Blitz on Fan Run Radio, he is now a realtor for EXP Realty, serving Knoxville and all surrounding counties around Knox County. He wants to help you get a new home, man. He wants to put you in a home, and he specializes in first-time home buyers. He gives great value on his listings as well. So, hey, man, that's definitely really good if you are in the market for your first ever home. You'll want someone like the Fish, like Weston Brown, to help you out there if you are brand new to this process. He is now offering listings for as low as 5% commission. So, great deal that he is offering with EXP Realty. So, call Weston Brown today. His number is 423-494-6504. That's 423-494-6504 for all of your real estate needs. Oh, I can just hear the tropical music I can hear under the sea right now. Instead of his fish tales, he's going to give you a tale about one of his exciting new listings in the Knoxville area.
I hope his houses have aquariums in them.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Real quick, yes. Shout out to Billy Williford for correcting me. It was Savelle Small, Savion Small, something like that. We did not land the recruit, but we did recruit him. He was a 5-star coming from Washington.
I do remember his name. Okay, so.
So I was still wrong, but I wasn't wrong.
So we do recruit Washington State. We just don't get players from there often, I guess.
Sure. That's from what I've seen, one piece of evidence.
Bill Will always helping us out.
100%. Shout out.
Well, and also shout out to Weston Brown, man. EXP Realty, again, specializes in first-time home buyers. We are excited to welcome him back to Fan Run Radio. Not join us again as an actual member of Fan Run Radio, but as a great, great addition to our family of sponsors. Be sure to check him out. He's got a Facebook page as well that you should go over and give a like. We are going to hit the first break of hour number two. If you would like to hop on, our number is 865-546-8200, 546-8200. Overtime rolls along after this break. Hey, Will, we got some NASCAR going on right now. Bristol, baby. It's Bristol, baby!
People are driving.
Yeah.
I think people are driving a lot of places right now, actually, Tanner. We have an interstate right behind us. If you want to go outside, I can cut down some limbs.
Did I say we have driving? No, I said we have racing.
You haven't seen me drive.
Don't be mixing. Oh, I really don't want to see you drive. I'm just trying to keep people updated. We got fans in the stands. Bristol's going to allow 30,000 people.
Really?
Because they got the All-Star race.
Okay, you got to lead off with that. You can't just tell me people are racing.
Well, I thought you might have. It was announced a few weeks ago that they would be doing that.
You think I paid
attention. Keep up with current events, Will. There's not many sports going on.
Tanner, I'm going to be completely honest with you
right
now.
Yes, be honest with me.
I don't like NASCAR.
That's fine. A lot of people don't, but do you like sports or no sports?
If NASCAR, baseball, and soccer are my only options, and like we don't have any other sport options, no sports.
You are no fun. You are so close-minded. Won't even give it a chance. Come on, man. NASCAR's made so much progress recently.
Okay. That doesn't make it entertaining. Here. I will give you a little sneak peek into my acting skills. Really, there's NASCAR going on?
Yes, Will, there is.
Where is it?
Bristol, baby.
Do they have fans in the stands?
They do.
Oh, wow.
You're awful. You're absolutely awful. It's tonight. You had the NASCAR Cup Series All-Star Open currently in progress. It's on FS1. If you would like to check that out, yeah, they moved the All-Star race over from Charlotte, where it's been every year pretty much. Moved it over to Bristol just because of COVID, really.
That makes sense.
And they wouldn't have been able to really have anyone in attendance at Charlotte, but you can at Bristol. And 30,000 at Bristol, it's this might be a really good experiment tonight while we're on the subject of it. You're going to have a lot of football conference commissioners. Well, just conference commissioners. They're over more than one sport in football. But pertaining to football, you're going to have conference commissioners, NFL people, keeping their eyes on how Bristol does to spreading out the social distancing, because 30,000 at Bristol is a drop in the bucket. Obviously, Bristol can hold almost 150,000.
Yeah.
So you can easily spread out there. So they want to see how Bristol does it and try to pretty much translate that over to football stadiums. Have I caught your interest now? I'm bringing up football.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I got two questions for you.
Yes.
One, does the stadium get split into Tennessee and Virginia like the city does? And if so, how are the people handling the Virginia side versus the Tennessee side? Because I know Virginia has much stricter laws.
It's all in the state of Tennessee.
Good.
The Bristol Motor Speedway is all within Tennessee.
Okay, good, good. Second question.
Yes.
What is, like, I obviously know what an all-star event is. Does NASCAR, like, I feel like every single race is technically an all-star race. Like, who do they bring in that's not racing every single week type of deal? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you can't be an awful driver, obviously, to get selected for the all-star race. And, like, you also have to, there's also, like, a fan vote. There's a driver who gets voted in by the fans. Because I don't think, yeah, they definitely have, from what I remember, a reduced field from the usual 40 cars.
And then question number three.
I thought you only had two.
Well, I thought of another one, okay?
Sure.
Did you see that Alvin Kamara is waving the green flag?
I did. He tweeted, it felt good to be back in Tennessee or something like that. Or just Tennessee feels so good.
Yeah, I think he said, I love the feeling of Tennessee or something.
Well,
of
he
that
should
nature.
Love being in that racetrack. He danced all over Virginia Tech's ass that night.
Yeah, he did.
He got that screen pass, took it right into the end zone, just flashed that grill for the cameras. It was beautiful.
WGWTFA.
Perfect. Daryl Taylor. RIP. He's not dead. He just doesn't play for us anymore.
quite possibly my favorite quote of all time.
Oh, it's fantastic. I hope he carries that to the NFL. I have an interesting story here about a Division III program. A Division III school.
Tanner, you're really barking right up my alley.
Listen,
NASCAR and Division III football.
It gets interesting. It gets interesting. How about this here? A Division III program, which was kicked out of Division III because they won too much, they have been officially approved by the NCAA to join Division I.
Oh, wow. Okay. So they're jumping.
You don't even give me a chance to get
your Maybe hook
attention.
Me in with a better headline, Tanner.
You know what? I would think my producer, someone who's responsible for managing the show back there, would be paying attention. But I guess you've been learning too much from Davey Hutson, hanging around with him in Three and Out, right? Falling asleep back there?
Well, that and I'm just not your producer.
But you are for these last day and
I know,
night.
I know. I'm enjoying
you
messing
should act
with
like
you.
You're my producer.
I enjoy watching you fester, sir.
It's not really been a difference between you and Tucker a whole lot because you both sat back there and vape.
Not on camera.
Hit your jewel. Okay. I mean, it's not like I don't think anyone would look at you the wrong way, think less of you if you did do it on camera, though.
Yeah, my dad watches sometimes.
Oh, does he not know?
I mean,
that you. Oh, I just.
I doubt he's listening. He doesn't really keep up that much.
Okay,
just,
I was about to say, if I accidentally dry snitched on you.
Oh yeah, yeah, you might have just hit that 1-800 snitch line that they have down in.
I'm going down to
Orlando.
I'm
going to
keep moving on at that point. So let me tell you about St. Thomas University in Minnesota. It will be officially a Division I program. They're saying, screw you to D2. They're moving all the way up to D1 after they were winning way too much at the Division III level. At its Wednesday meetings, the NCAA's Division I Council approved a motion granting St. Thomas the ability to make the jump from D3 to D1. With the decision, look at this nickname here, the Tommies.
Okay.
The St. Thomas Tommies. They officially accepted invitations invitations to join the Summit League Athletics Conference, as well as the Pioneer Football League and Women's Western Collegiate Hockey Association. Yeah, Women's College Ice Hockey. There we go. It's a D1 level.
Nice. What is the Tommies? Are those machine guns? What is a Tommy?
I think they were just lazy. It's kind of like how that school, St. Bonaventure, they're the Bonnies.
Yeah, okay. I'm catching your drift now.
You just get lazy. But yeah, man, they're the Tommies, T-O-M-M-I-E. And they are going to join their new conferences for the 2021-22 athletic year. So back in 2019, they were removed from the MIAC conference under Coach Glenn Caruso. St. Thomas, and this is as of 2019, they were 78-10 in conference play with 6 league championships. They won multiple league games over the past 2 seasons, so 2019, 2018, 2017, that time span. They won games by scores such as 60-0, 68-0, 84-0, and even 97-0.
Wow.
They just killed their own conference and got kicked out. Why couldn't we have done that to Alabama?
Get kicked out of the SEC.
Just kick them out, yeah. Kick them out for being too good. Go down to the Sun Belt. I don't know. Why couldn't we have done that?
The Tommies are a cat. I think it's just Tomcats, maybe, but it's just a cat.
Is their mascot a cat?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at right now. It's just some gray cat with some stripes on it.
Okay, make
nothing
some more
sense. Signifying
like
any type of cat, though. It's not like a leopard, a cheetah, a tiger, a house cat.
That's insane. Yeah, May 22nd, 2019. So last year they were involuntarily removed from the Minnesota Intercollegiate Athletic Conference.
So it's like Premier League has relegation to the Championship League. We just kick you out if you're too good.
I guess.
What does participation trophy moms come to?
I guess that's what they were doing. I will say they were allowed to remain as a member of the conference until spring next year while they search for a new conference.
Okay, so they basically gave them a 2 weeks notice.
And not only did they find a new conference, they just got confirmation they're going to go all the way up to D1. So good for them.
It's like when you're dating a 6 and she kicks you out and you go and meet a dime.
I couldn't have explained it any better. What's some notable people at St. Thomas?
It's an island in the Virgin Islands.
It is. But
my middle
at
name
the,
is Thomas.
No, okay.
Michael Thomas on the Saints.
Notable alumni of St. Thomas University in Minnesota. Arts and entertainment. Let's see if there's anyone we know.
Here, do a little birthdays type trivia. If you find any name, you can give me hints off of.
No.
Oh, no.
I will say one of the co-hosts of Chapo Trap House went there.
I just don't even know whether that
is. You familiar with that? It's probably good. It's like a communist podcast, basically.
No, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I'm just gonna keep moving on. Athletics. Do we know anyone in athletics here?
No.
I don't think so. The first coach for the Minneapolis Lakers went to St. Thomas, which became the LA Lakers.
Oh, okay.
Courtney George, who is a professional curler, went there. You interested in curling?
No. It's just cleaning the ice.
Here's a good name. The owner of the San Diego Padres went there. Ron Fowler. John Schneider, the general manager of the Seahawks.
Huh.
Okay, there you go.
Papa John should buy the Padres and just call them Padre Hans.
What were you doing?
I don't know. My brain goes in weird places.
What the hell? I just had to think a second. Yeah, I'm going to quit.
We're going through St. Thomas alumni, and you're going to ask me
what
the hell I'm doing?
Just shout to them for being so good. They just completely skipped a division of NCAA competition. I'm pretty sure this has never happened before that you just jump into the whole division, right?
No, I've never heard. I didn't know you could. I knew you could move divisions if you were so bad. I didn't realize you could jump divisions if you were so good, but it makes sense.
They've kind of done an opposite of what the Idaho football program did a few years ago. They just kept getting their ass kicked so much they went back to FCS. Like, that's embarrassing. They just relegated
you
themselves.
Can't have the names. Like, Vandals is such a tough name. Like, it's so. Like, I love the name Vandals. But you can't have the name Vandals and then the Vandals be like 13-year-old kids with spray paint bottles running from the cops. If you're going to have the name Vandals, they got to be like doing major things.
Yeah, and you also can't play in the Kibbe Dome and be an FPS team. I mean, that's the most pathetic place I've ever seen. Like, how did a FPS football program play there? That place sucks. Have you seen the Kibbe Dome?
Is it?
It is just terrible.
I've never seen it before now that I think about it.
It looks like a glorified practice field. But yeah, it's a stadium in Moscow, Idaho.
Moscow, Idaho?
Moscow, Idaho, as in Moscow, Russia. Yeah.
Wow. They must, this is kind of like a pun, but it's like they must love vodka there because of the rich history of Russian, but also potatoes.
It makes sense. See, it makes perfect sense right there. Enough about random history of St. Thomas in Idaho. I don't even know how we got to this topic here, but I just thought that was interesting because I remember talking about this last year. And thinking how pathetic their conference was for just punishing them for being good. Mm-hmm. And now they found that they're going to find a new home in D1. So shout to them. That means they'll have a chance for their men's basketball team, men's and women's basketball team. They'll have a chance to go to the big dance. It's good. They'll have a chance to go to the big dance in hockey, I assume.
Was the football team their only team that was insane? Is that the only teams you saw?
And that's the only one that was written about. I'm going to assume it stemmed from football. And they just punished the rest of the sports.
And I'm guessing when you have a great football team in that lowest of a division, you're probably going to get some solid other talent around you, too, in terms of basketball and stuff like that.
I will say for the D3 level to be that good, I mean, that just tells you how good of coaches you have because you don't get scholarships in D3.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, that doesn't happen. You can't get, like, scholarship players. You just have to recruit the best you can, I guess, and coach them up. to beat your conference opponents by 97 points. Mm-hmm. So good for them, man. Good for them. Let's go ahead and hit this break here. We will come back, wrap everything up, play the birthday game. Will, going to wait to hear back from competition this time. I don't know if it's going to be Hayden or Tucker.
Scared again.
They might be scared again. We shall see. But either way, we will play the birthday game and wrap up this Wednesday edition of Overtime after this. All right, still waiting on someone to call in, give old Will some competition.
God!
Send out the bat signal to both Hayden and Tucker. We'll see what happens.
All I hear is a bunch of chickens.
It's calling you out, boys.
I'm dominating back here because I just finished high school history online course, and now people are scared.
They're very terrified. Will, I know you're going to love this, but update on NASCAR. Bubba Wallace got wrecked.
What?
Taken out of the race.
That's the only driver I enjoy.
By a driver named Michael McDowell. He's been racing for a while. Bubba was not happy, so he took the bumper from the back of his car that got taken off, and he walked his bumper all the way over to Michael McDowell's pit stall and just dropped it there.
This is you? This is your mess?
Just dropped it. I love the pettiness.
I wish we could mic up these guys if they're not already mic'd up. Like, that's something we're missing out on.
Well,
like,
you kind of have them mic'd up in the radio feed, but it's like they're not once they get out of the car. And like, if there's ever like a big altercation after a race, you kind of miss out on some of the audio.
We have Cars and Coffee with Seinfeld doing that. We have Carpool Karaoke. Like, the office does in-car shots all the time. Like, we can figure out how to put a camera and a microphone in there and leave it on them.
Yes, we can.
I don't know. It's just...
I like the idea.
It just seems like they're missing out.
Thoughts on this here before we go to the birthday game. I'm trying to stall. I'm trying to give them time. I'm trying to be fair, but we will have to get to it eventually. So thoughts on this here. Going back to Twitter, and I do think the check marks are still locked up, I think.
They're still locked up?
I'll do
my own digging real quick.
Do your digging. See if that's changed. I didn't see any on my timeline. While we're talking about that, though, Twitter, right before their entire business was hacked, apparently, they sent out an update about another format change they were going to make. And it looks like this is going to be a thing for desktop, but I'm pretty sure it's going to find its way to mobile. They're going to do their DMs kind of like how Facebook does. You can see them in another window while you're browsing the main page. It looks very stupid. It's going to make it very, very easy for someone to accidentally tweet out something that's supposed to be a DM.
I can't wait. I hope we get another Ray Allen.
Oh, no, not Ray Allen. Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, no.
Just picture it.
Oh, no, I forgot about that.
That's still quite possibly one of my favorite tweets of all time.
I would really like to see Stephen A. Smith fall victim to that.
What is Stephen A. going to say that Stephen A. has not already said?
I don't know. His older tweets are so good, especially when you try to tweet the image. Take a look, y'all. And it's just a somethingco.jpg. Such a classic. Such a classic. I need him or... I'm thinking of several that would be so funny they fell victim to the accidental tweet that was supposed to be a DM. It's going to catch athletes so much once that moves to mobile. It's going to make it so easy. Okay, update on the verified accounts.
I haven't seen anything other than ads and promoted tweets.
Oh, they're in prison, which means our account's in prison for the station.
Yep.
Damn it. What do we do to deserve this? We're not a typical blue checkmark account.
Yeah, we are. We are.
No, we're not.
We are.
No, we're
not. Let's lean into it. We have one account with a check mark beside it. We lean into that check mark. Or are we the bad boys of journalism?
I refuse. I absolutely refuse. Okay, I've given them enough time. Well, I guess I'm just going to quiz you. You have no competition today.
I'll put my phone down. I was finishing making a meme.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your honesty. I'm glad to be up to date on what you're doing.
Well, I don't want people watching the Periscope to think I'm cheating.
Even if you did, it wouldn't matter as much if you're just being quizzed. I hate Tucker and Hayden right now. Put the bat signal out. What are you guys doing? We're in a pandemic. You're not supposed to be out doing stuff right now.
I mean, again, I understand why they're scared. I don't agree with it. Especially ghosting you, I don't think that's cool, but I understand their thought process. I wouldn't want to go up against me either, but now here I am.
All right, here we go. We wasted enough time. All righty, Will Stevens, I have four birthdays for you and one this day in history.
Okay.
I'm looking for you to at least get 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5? Is that 80%?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
I believe in you. Starting things off here, he is 44 today. I do believe he was born in America. I want to make sure. Yes, he was born in America. He is an American stand-up comedian and actor. He's had several Comedy Central specials. He's pretty well known. He's also known by his nickname, Fluffy.
Oh, Gabriel Iglesias?
Gabriel Iglesias.
Yes. He just has a new show on Netflix.
A new show?
I don't know if it's any good. It's him as a teacher. And it's supposed to be it's kind of like a Disney Channel type of deal.
Oh.
It's not going to be good, I don't think.
Mr. Iglesias.
Yes.
Actually debuted last year.
Oh, for real?
16 episodes.
I just saw an ad for it the other day when I was on Netflix.
Interesting.
One for one.
I mean, I guess it was good enough reviewed because last month it was renewed for a second season. Oh, second season debuted last month.
That's what it was. So that's why I saw it.
I'm probably not going to check that out, but good for him.
It wasn't a recommendation, more of just a fun fact.
I thought he was the funniest dude ever when I was in middle school. So.
I just love his sound effects.
Which he is still pretty damn funny. All right, 44 years old, Gabriel Iglesias. You're 1 for 1 so far, Will. You should be able to get this next one, I would hope. He is the big 3-0 today. He turns 30. He's an NBA player. He's going to be in the bubble. He plays for a team out in the Western Conference. He's a point guard who plays college basketball at Weber State.
Oh, Damian Lillard. Shout out.
It is Dolla Dame.
I love Damian Lillard's my favorite NBA player.
I'm a big Damian Lillard fan for sure.
He's got bars too. His music is actually good. It's not Lonzo or Shaq kind of goofing around. He has got bars.
And it's not Aaron Gordon either.
No.
Trying to make a diss track about D-Wade and the dunk contest. What are you doing? How bored can you be?
If you it's a pandemic. We have a lot of time on our hands. Go on YouTube and look up Damian Lillard freestyle. Watch one of the videos. It's a good 5 minutes.
He'd probably make a good career as a rapper if he wasn't already really good in the Hall of Famer at basketball.
Yeah.
All right. Also, very memeable moments from him. after, you know, that one clutch shot to advance in the playoffs. Yeah. Just staring right at the camera. So great. You're 2 for 2 so far. He's 53 today, this next one. He is, so let's see what exactly he is. He's an American special effects designer and fabricator, actor, educator, and TV personality. He is known as the former co-host of Mythbusters and Unchained Reaction. By the way, RIP to the host of Mythbusters.
Yes.
49, man.
Yeah, I know. That was really sad.
How do you say his name again?
I have no idea. Because
I wasn't like a Mythbusters fan.
I can't even think of the guy you're quizzing me on right now's name. I know one of them's first name is Jamie.
Oh, who's the host? Who's the Mythbusters? Grant Imahara.
R.I.P.
Yeah, he passed away. Okay, but I need one of the co-hosts. He's 53 a day.
It's Jamie something. I can't give you any names. I'm off scratch.
I'll help you out here. It's Jamie's co-host.
Oh,
the other one.
No, then I won't.
Don't know.
I can't
I'll
tell
give
you
initials.
Okay, go ahead and give me initials.
A.S.
Aaron. No, then never mind. Andrew Smith.
And got your first wrong one. Adam Savage. He was the one who didn't look like a walrus.
Oh, Jamie's the one who looks like
Jamie's
a walrus?
Jamie's a walrus.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any relation to Fred Savage?
I don't think so.
What about 21?
I'm going to move on here. All right, you're 2 for 21, Savage. My God. You're 2 for 3. Still trying to get 4 out of 5. Here's our last birthday for today. This is a really good one. He's 59 today. He is an American actor, producer, and director. He is an Academy Award-winning actor. He's fantastic. He's been in films such as The Great Debaters, The Butler, Arrival. He's been in Rogue One, A Star Wars Story.
Forrest Whitaker?
It is big Forrest Whitaker.
Love me some Forrest
Whitaker.
And also
Black Panther. And he earned several awards, including his Oscar for The Last King of Scotland.
That was a really good movie.
Idea meme. There's stories about how much in character he got for him to play a brutal dictator like that. Scary.
Yeah.
Scary character acting. All right. If you get this day in history, Will, you get 4 out of 5. You have a successful day.
I pushed. You set the over-under at 4 out of 5, so I still feel like a failure.
I didn't set an over-under. I said I'm shooting for you to get 4 out of 5.
That's fair then.
All right. I go back not that long ago to 2006. So this short messaging service officially launched today in 2006.
Short messaging service.
Or an SMS. Launched to the public. It was from a San Francisco-based podcasting company called Odeo. It launched this service that we still use today.
Messenger?
Mm-mm.
Snapchat?
Mm-mm. It's in the news, like right now.
Twitter?
Yes.
Twitter?
I helped you out so much. Yeah, Twitter launched today to the public, 2006.
RIP, Twitter's going to crash on this
on
day.
On its birthday.
Wow, on its 14th birthday.
Its 14th birthday.
How many
just
is
going
that
through puberty.
How many is that in like Twitter years or bird's years? Because I know dog years is 7. It's 14.
Average lifespan of birds. Hold on. Well, there's different types of birds.
Well, Twitter.
Between 2 and 5 years.
Okay, so it's today is its 28th birthday.
Sure. And not a good birthday.
No.
Not a good birthday Twitter is having. All right. Another successful game for you, Will. And with this show coming to an end, that means Tucker Holt's coming back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Your services as producer will not be needed for
hopefully,
the near future.
Hopefully I can come back as co-host.
Hopefully, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's always open for you to come back here and set in as a co-host for sure. But we appreciate you running the board these last 2 days, Will.
For of course.
Will Stevens. I'm Tanner Carson. Be sure to make fun of all the blue check marks on Twitter as we send you out way on this edition of Overtime. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 o'clock on Fan Run Radio.